Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, La Salute en Boy. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, your go-to podcast for diving deep into fascinating topics that branch through technology, ethics, and societal changes. Today, we're unraveling the intricacies hidden in the scrollings of history and art discovered in a fresco titled La Salute en Voi, which translates to Health is Within You. This historic artwork, located in the lobby of the World Health Organization's headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland, presents not merely an artistic expression, but a profound narrative interwoven with health, society, and a collective future. Created by the widely acclaimed Brazilian artist Candido Portinari in 1958, this vibrant fresco is not just a decorative piece, but a powerful statement about global health and the human condition. Portinari, one of the most important painters in Brazilian history, was known for his artworks that often spoke on social issues, including labor, poverty, and inequality. Let us drench ourselves deeper into the colors and themes of this magnificent work. The fresco displays a diverse group of people, including children, workers, and scholars, all united around an allegorical figure representing health. It's a vivid illustration showcasing how health serves as the foundation upon which societies thrive and are built. The depiction of a diverse group of people not merely represents inclusivity, but also mirrors the global focus of the World Health Organization itself. But why did Portinari choose Health is Within You as the subject for his fresco? During the time Portinari was commissioned to create this fresco, the world was at a major turning point. The early 20th century had seen illnesses that crossed borders with devastating impacts. Portinari's own backstory perhaps also influenced this work. He suffered from health issues, specifically relating to lead poisoning from the paints he used, a reminder that the tools that create beauty could also bring harm. Thinking about this, it highlights an irony where health, often taken for granted, is instrumental in everyone's capacity to create, labor, and think. The fresco thus urges an understanding and respect for health as a fundamental human right, embedded within rather than bestowed. As you visualize this fresco, imagine stepping into the lobby of the WHO, where the walls speak to you not merely through colors, but through stories of resilience, unity, and a reminder of the intrinsic value of health. Think about the current health narrative of our society. Amidst global challenges like pandemics and climate change, how often do we reflect on the statement, "Health is within you"? Reflecting further on the narrative, consider how art influences societal outlooks towards major concepts like health. Portinari's work reaches beyond the aesthetic, venturing into the functional aspect of art, educative and revolutionary. Could this fresco remind global leaders and policymakers walking the corridors of the WHO of their shared responsibility towards fostering a healthier world? Moreover, how does this tie into our own personal lives? In a world brimming with technological advancements and hectic schedules, how often do we pause to reflect on our own health, acknowledging that the true essence of wellness starts within? This artwork, residing gracefully yet powerfully within the walls of an organization dedicated to global health, does not just decorate, but dictates a message that is universal and timeless. It reminds us that amidst our diverse roles in society, the common thread that should unite us is the pursuit and maintenance of health. Let's challenge ourselves today. Take a moment to think about how you can internalize the message of Portinari's La Salute en Voi. Health isn't merely the absence of disease, but a complete state of physical, mental, and social well-being. How can we as individuals, and collectively as a society, work toward embodying this statement? How can we ensure that the tools and advancements at our disposal are used wisely to enhance our well-being and that of those around us? As we wrap up today's episode, let this powerful artwork be a reminder and a call to action. Let it resonate that health indeed begins within us, harboring the potential to shape societies and carve futures. It's a treasure tucked within the realms of our choices, lifestyles, and priorities. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Wikipedia. Remember, enlightening our minds can start from a piece of art, but culminates in the actions we take. Dive deeper, reflect on your health, and cherish it as the paramount treasure it is. Until next time, keep exploring, learning, and growing. Let the wealth of health guide you to make informed and conscientious choices in this intricate tapestry of life.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, La Salute Envoy. Thanks for listening. See you next time.